In this bulletin, Australia joins the United States in its diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg announces a payments and cryptocurrency asset reform plan. And in cricket, the men's Ashes gets underway at the Gabba. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Australia is joining the United States in its diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics. No Australian government officials will be in attendance at the Games, but Australian athletes will still compete. It comes amid growing tension with China and Australia, and in solidarity with US President Joe Biden's administration, who cited human rights violations by China in its treatment of Uyghur minorities for its boycott. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the move is in Australia's national interest.
Australia's a great sporting nation, and I very much separate the issues of sport and these other political issues. They're issues between two governments, and I would like to see those issues resolved, but they are not resolved. Australia will not step back from the strong position we've had, standing up for Australia's interests, and consistent with that position, then obviously it is of no surprise that we wouldn't be sending Australian officials to those games. But our athletes will be going.
Nationals MPs are adamant their colleague George Christensen's views on COVID-19 are not reflective of the rest of the party. His appearance on far-right United States chat show Alex Jones' InfoWars is being condemned after he used the platform to urge people to protest against coronavirus restrictions outside Australia's embassies. Mr. Christensen, who is set to retire at the next federal election, laughed when comparisons were made between Australia's quarantine requirements and Nazi-era concentration camps. When asked about the issue, the Prime Minister Scott Morrison said Mr. Christensen should step down from politics. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has announced a payments and cryptocurrency asset reform plan. The technology sector is already estimated to be generating $167 billion in output and employing more than 850,000 Australians. Speaking to Seven Sunrise program, Mr. Frydenberg says in early 2022, he plans to begin talks on a licensing framework for digital currency exchanges that will regulate the purchase and sale of cryptocurrency assets. New South Wales health authorities say some of the five coronavirus cases recorded among people who attended a party boat cruise on Sydney Harbour are likely to be the Omicron variant. New South Wales Health says on Tuesday night, five people who were on the December 3rd evening cruise tested positive to COVID-19 and all cases are isolating at home. Authorities are trying to contact about 140 people who signed in with a QR code before boarding the boat, which left King Street Wharf 9 at 7:30 and returned about 11 p.m. Individuals who were on board and members of their households are being urged to immediately get tested for coronavirus and isolate. To sport, the men's Ashes is underway at the Gabba with the Australian team looking to hold onto the urn after a drawn series in England meant they retained it. The start of the first test between Australia and England extends the longest rivalry in international cricket. England lost their last two test matches to India. New captain for Australia, Pat Cummins, is expected to play a massive role in this series.
Yeah, I feel in a really good place. I always say I like to be underdone. More than overdone going into a test series. Body feels great. We've had probably about four or five really good centre wickets whilst we've been up here in Queensland over the last few weeks and just feeling a really good place.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, very hot and mostly sunny, 40 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 20. Melbourne, a few showers, 18. Hobart, partly cloudy, 16. Canberra, a shower or two, 19. Wollongong, similar conditions, 19. Sydney, showers increasing, 22. Newcastle, a shower or two, also 22 degrees. Brisbane, showers and a possible storm, 30. Cairns, a possible shower, 33. And Darwin, a shower or two, with a possible storm, 34. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.